तपाईं एसपीएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
आफ्नो श्रीमती र छोरालाई पछिल्लो पटक 18 महिना अगाडि देखेका विकास शर्मा आफ्नो वृद्ध आमाको स्याहार सुसार गर्न भारतको पन्जाब गएका थिए। तर केही समय पश्चात नै कोभिड महामारीको सुरुवात भयो र उनी आफ्नो अस्ट्रेलियामा रहेको परिवारबाट छुट्टिन पुगे।
This is a very grim situation I haven't faced in my life. Now it is the reality. The government has, Australian government has stopped the flights. So I have no option left to just wait the situation to be normalized and be part of my family.
यस बीचमा कोभिड संक्रमित पनि भएका शर्मालाई आफ्नो परिवारसँग भेट्ने चाहना छ, तर अस्ट्रेलिया आउँदा लाग्ने खर्चका कारण उनको त्यो चाहना पूरा हुन सकेको छैन।
The flights prices have gone up since 2019 and I visit the Australian port almost 10 times. So it is a huge expense. Now, paying for the hotel quarantine is an additional expense, which can be avoided because I am vaccinated. When I am vaccinated and when I will leave India, the Indian government first will have the RT-PCR test done here before 72 hours, within 72 hours of leaving the country.
हवाई टिकट खर्च साबिकको भन्दा 10 गुणा बढी भएको समयमा आफूले खोपको पूर्ण डोज लगाइसकेकाले त्यसमाथि होटल क्वारेन्टिनमा बस्दा लाग्ने खर्च तिर्नु नपरे धेरै राहत हुने शर्माको भनाइ छ। दक्षिण अस्ट्रेलियाली सरकारले विकास गरेको अनुहार पहिचान गर्ने प्रविधिले घरमा क्वारेन्टिनमा बस्नेहरूलाई निगरानी गर्दा शर्मा जस्ता धेरै मानिसहरूलाई घर फर्कन सहज वातावरण बन्न सक्नेछ। उक्त एपले बायोमेट्रिक प्रविधिबाट प्रयोगकर्ताको परिचय निश्चित गर्दछ र जियो ट्र्याकिङले सो व्यक्ति रहेको स्थान पत्ता लगाउँछ। तर विकास शर्मा भने सो प्रविधिबाट सन्तुष्ट छैनन्।
I'm not happy with this app because although I have no other options, so that is why I will be accepted it. Otherwise, if given the choice, I will go for that. All the data will be stored with the agencies, which I do not like to be, because already we have seen that all the information has been leaked all over the world.
University of New South Wales ma artificial intelligence wa kritim chetana sambandhi vishay ka professor Toby Walls le so pravidhi le vivid prishthabhumika samudaya harulai sahi pahichan garna nasakne chinta vyakta gardachan.
Work is that we've plentiful examples of face recognition software in the past that has proven to be biased against people of color and biased against women, and whether there be many more false alarms for those people. And we should be careful and concerned about that. Shame to admit, if I was a person of color, I would be very concerned about all the false positives that this app would be failing to recognize me. And then the police would be coming around and knocking on my door that I would be discriminated against by this app. I haven't seen any evidence from this company of that they've done the appropriate work to make sure that it isn't biased against people of color, or even there's plentiful evidence it's more likely to misrecognize women than men.
यही चिन्ता विकास शर्माको पनि छ।
I am of the opinion that it will raise the racism.
देशभर यसलाई प्रयोगमा ल्याउनु पूर्व दक्षिण अस्ट्रेलियाले सो प्रविधिको परीक्षण गर्दैछ भने वेस्टर्न अस्ट्रेलियाले आफ्नो घरमा नै क्वारेन्टिन बस्ने व्यवस्था अन्तर्गत यस्तै प्रविधि प्रयोग हुने एक एपलाई अनिवार्य गराइसकेको छ। घरमा नै क्वारेन्टिनमा बस्न पाउने यो प्रविधिको धेरैले स्वागत पनि गरेका छन्। संयुक्त गणराज्यबाट फर्किएका ड्यारेन ब्रेलीको सिडनीमा 14 दिने होटल क्वारेन्टिन सकिन लागेको छ।
I would have no hesitation. I'd use it in a heartbeat, absolutely. Because that would mean that I could be back in Melbourne rather than in Sydney. Because now I have to try and work out how to navigate myself down to Melbourne, get past the border controls, get into a state.
त्यस्तै अस्ट्रेलियाको सीमित संख्यामा मात्र मानिसहरूलाई फिर्ता ल्याउने नीतिका कारण आफूले बुक गरेको उडान रद्द भएपछि फेरि अर्को उडान बुक गर्ने प्रयासमा रहेकी सुजन हलन पनि यसलाई राम्रो उपाय मान्छिन्।
We've got tracking cameras all over the place in America. It doesn't bother me. I'm a law-abiding citizen, and if it would allow me to home quarantine, reassuring the government and the state health authorities that I am at home and that they can check up on me. That's not an issue.
तर नागरिक स्वतन्त्रताका पक्षधरहरू यस नयाँ प्रविधिले कडा कानूनी व्यवस्था अन्तर्गत रहेर काम गर्नुपर्ने बताउँछन्। रिक सरी दक्षिण अस्ट्रेलियाको नागरिक स्वतन्त्रता परिषदका अध्यक्ष हुन् र उनी संकलित जानकारीहरू कहाँ र कसरी प्रयोग गर्ने र कहिले त्यस्ता डाटालाई सिस्टमबाट हटाउने भन्ने बारे देशभर नै एउटा व्यवस्था हुनुपर्नेमा जोड दिन्छन्।
I would applaud anything like facial recognition technology which will have the effect of enabling us to establish the protocols for a person to return to this country safely. But that can only happen not through some ad hoc police trial, but when the government sits down and gets some legislation in place that talks about adequate storage, when those data are to be used, and when those data are to be deleted. I think a national approach would be appropriate, like the legislation that accompanied the COVID Safe app, like the legislation that accompanies the facial recognition when you and I leave this country as we go through immigration. That sort of thing is very good.
यसै बीच प्रोफेसर टोबी वाल्सलाई भने खुट्टामा लगाउने ट्र्याकिङ प्रविधि नै उपयुक्त लाग्छ, जुन क्वारेन्टिन सकिएपछि फिर्ता दिइन्छ।
We were promised, for example, with the check-in COVID app, that the data would be entirely private. It wouldn't be used by anyone else. And there have already been a couple of cases where police have tried to access that information to help them solve a crime. And so you don't know necessarily what's going to happen to that data in the future and whether it will be deleted or kept private.
उक्त एपको गोपनीयता सम्बन्धी व्यवस्थामा सरकारले आफूसँग उपलब्ध जानकारीहरू महामारीको अन्त्य नहुन्जेलसम्म राख्ने कुरा उल्लेख गरिएको छ। एक वक्तव्य जारी गर्दै दक्षिण अस्ट्रेलिया सरकारले जम्मा गरिएका व्यक्तिगत जानकारीहरू कडा सुरक्षाका माझ राखिने बताएको छ र ती जानकारीहरू स्वास्थ्य निर्देशनको पालना गरेको सुनिश्चित गर्नका लागि मात्र प्रयोग गरिने पनि बताइएको छ।
लाइक, शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्। एसपीएस नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्।